Government is today expected to approve plans to allow women who are physically or mentally ill in pregnancy to defer their maternity leave. According to the Irish Cancer Society, which campaigned for the change, around 60 such women go through a cancer diagnosis every year here. Well, we're joined from our Galway studio this morning by Emma McGuinness, who campaigned and who is one of these women diagnosed with cancer when she was 21 weeks pregnant. Emma, you're very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Emma, how did you spend most of your pregnancy then and your maternity leave? With your pregnancy, first of all, if you were diagnosed at 21 weeks?
It was kind of normal because we were just waiting. I was going through checks and MRIs and stuff every couple of weeks to see how long we could delay delivering Rory for. And so I got to 36 weeks, which was great. We were delighted with that. So there was just a lot of waiting around. I actually went back to work after I was diagnosed just to finish up for a couple of weeks because I kind of got bored of sitting around waiting.
So once then you had Rory, what happened in terms of how your maternity leave was taken up?
So once Rory was born, my maternity leave started. And that was it. The clock was ticking. I started my chemo 2 weeks after Rory was born. He was in the NICU for 10 days and then we got him out. And literally a few days later, I was in the chemo chair there. And I had my chemo every 2 weeks then for the full 6 months. And my maternity leave ended 3 days before my last chemo session, just before Christmas.
So how much did that impact on your time spent with Rory, the bonding with Rory, witnessing all those very precious first moments?
Yeah, I mean, it had a huge impact. It was just our whole lives were taken up by being in this routine of every 2 weeks I would go in for that first week after the chemo. I would just be too sick to do anything, really. You know, I was very lucky my mum and dad moved in with us for the 6 months and they were there to kind of look after Rory and Grace, my daughter, during the day while my husband was at work. And really, you know, I was able to take a step back and everyone gave me the chance to get better so that I could become the mum I wanted to be. I just wasn't able to really be there fully for the 6 months. You know, I was in and out of hospital, you know, there were kind of long stretches where I was in hospital with infections and stuff like that. So it wasn't a maternity leave, really.
No. And have you been able to reflect now on just what the impact was on you missing out on so much all the while going through a serious illness and treatment?
I suppose I didn't really dwell on it too much. You know, it was only when I saw Erica Tierney, one of my fellow campaigners, speaking about it, I kind of realised, geez, that was my maternity leave. That time has been used up. You know, I was on autopilot for a long time there, just, you know, getting through the weeks. And then once the chemo was finished, I was like, oh my gosh, it's done now. You know, we're trying to piece all the things back together. And in the meantime, like the forms are coming in from work. Oh, you're finished. You know, your chemo now, you're ready to go back to work. And at that point, I was way sicker than I was before I started. So, yeah.
Erica wrote a piece for the Irish Times in May of this year about her own experience. Now, this change then, Emma, which we're expecting the government to approve plans for today, what do you understand that will involve?
So I suppose the piece of legislation we need amended, it already exists in the Paternity Act. So we're hoping it won't be too much of a lift to get it changed. I know there's loads of stuff that goes on in the background with drafting it up and stuff, but I know Erica and members from the Irish Cancer Society who've been amazing will be meeting with the minister next week to kind of draft up what it would look like and stuff. So that's kind of the next steps. But this today is just, we're delighted. This is a really welcome step. We got the promise before Christmas that this would happen. So it's taken a while to get here, but, you know, this is a really welcome change. We're just hoping that we can get it across the line.
As you say, you mentioned paternity leave there, and this is all about equality, isn't it? Because if men are sick, they can defer their paternity leave. But if the woman is sick, the woman who's having the baby and has been pregnant, she can't.
No, that mechanism is not there in the legislation. So, you know, this is a matter of equality. We are just looking to make things fair and equal. And it's not a malicious thing, like this hasn't been left out or anything. The Paternity Act is a lot more modern than the Maternity Act. So it's just bringing it up to date. There's a lot of modernising to do there. But because this particular amendment exists already, we're hoping that we can just get this pushed through as quickly as possible. Now, I say as quickly as possible, but I mean, we started campaigning for this like 3 years ago, so it's been a long road, and we just can't wait until it's done. And we're hoping it will actually get done.
And is it your understanding that it will cover? We've been talking to you about cancer, but other illnesses and mental illnesses as well. And does that perhaps prove more challenging to work out a start and an end point to sick leave or treatment?
I suppose so. I mean, if it exists in the Paternity Act, it shouldn't be that much of a lift. But as I said, April Power from the Irish Cancer Society has been just amazing. She has an idea of what this would look like, and she's meeting with them next week to hopefully get it drafted up.
So you'll wait and see what happens
we'll
then.
Wait and see.
Well, Emma, we really appreciate you talking to us this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Emma McGuinness there, who campaigned for this change as well and diagnosed at 21 weeks with cancer. And we wish you well. We hope you're doing well. Emma, thank you.